good morning, and thank you for listening to the Morning KLH on this Friday, April 12th. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Golden Bachelor and his wife are getting a divorce.
Oh.
The Golden Bachelor stars Jerry Turner, or is it Gary? Gary, I think is the way he says it, but it looks like Jerry.
Yeah.
And Teresa Nist announced that they're divorcing 3 months after they got wed in a live televised ceremony. They will reveal the news in an interview this morning on ABC News.
So what you're saying is when you go on one of these shows and they sequester you for a month, you don't really fall in love?
Well, I think they fell in love, but there were just obstacles. That's
what it was. In the real world, you mean?
It's amazing what happens when there are no cameras around you following you through every moment of the day.
They had both been married to their respective high school sweethearts who died following illnesses. So once again, Golden Bachelor and his wife getting a divorce. So let's talk about it. Last night, beat Bobby Flay. You watched it.
I did.
And?
So Adam went against this other guy, Paige, and what they do is Bobby gives them their ingredient that they have to work with. It was red onions.
Okay.
And Adam made this amazing-looking French onion pasta dish.
Ooh, yum.
And that's what Adam is known for.
And it's Adam Pollock from Egg and Flour Pasta Bar, but they weren't calling him that last night.
No, Michael Simon, who was the guest celebrity judge, called him Adam Pavlak.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Adam Pavlak.
Okay.
So, don't know why.
Did he correct him or no?
No. Mm-mm. No. So they went on, and then Adam wins that challenge, then has to go against Bobby Flay, and he introduces what his dish is that he's going to compete with Bobby Flay is. What would you think it would be?
I know what it is.
Some sort of pasta.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
No, it was steak and potatoes.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, Adam makes a mean steak.
Yeah, he does.
I do know this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was his potatoes that lost it for him, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. What happened? I recorded it, so I haven't seen it yet.
His potatoes were soggy and mushy and just didn't compete with Bobby Flay's potatoes.
Mm.
Steak was done perfectly, but...
The steak should have been the star of that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right, The Tonight Show last night, Ryan Gosling was on, and he said Greta Gerwig cast him in the Barbie movie because she was watching Saturday Night Live and she saw a skit that he did.
Yeah, this Alex Moffat wrote this sketch called, like, Guy Who Just Joined Soho House or something.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. So you're this guy that just joined Soho House, yeah.
And, like, the first line was, like, Sergeant Blackout reporting for booty.
Come on, that's a great line. Good job, Alex.
Alex Moffat.
That's a good line.
Who would have thought that Greta Gerwig was watching that going, like, that's my Ken.
Ryan Gosling, by the way, said his kids still don't understand that he portrayed Ken in that movie.
There's also been like a lot of this has no context for them. You know, it's just like a lot of fake tan stains around the house.
Yeah, if you take a nap in your couch, you're like, oops. Yeah.
So I wanted them to come to the dress rehearsal just to give it some kind of context for what had been going on.
Yeah, because they're like still young. They're like nine or seven.
Seven and nine.
Yeah, yeah. So they have they seen big concerts and shows yet?
No, that was it.
You're there first. That's fantastic to see that.
They know all the choreography better than I do. And
they do.
The songs. Oh my God, they're backstage kind of like showing me to, you know.
Ryan Gosling.
I love him.
All right, let's move on to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He talks about the most important lesson that he's learned in his life.
I would say either the most important lesson or one of the most important lessons, and I was only able to learn this as I got down the road with experience, is to be grateful. And life can come at you fast, but also around every corner, try and smile, try to have fun.
There you go. Try to have fun. That's the key.
Try and smile.
Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. talked here about his kids helping him shave his head for his new series, which is called The Sympathizer.
Yeah, they seemed anxious to shave my dome. There's something really cathartic about shaving your head and or shaving someone's head. And then our daughter, Avery, was a big Stranger Things fan, and she actually gave herself a buzz cut at one point, too. So I don't know what to say about all this.
Robert Downey Jr. with a shaved head, the sympathizer. Let's go to The Tonight Show, part of his monologue, Jimmy Fallon.
The big news today is that O.J. Simpson died. Yep. As we speak, someone is trying to write the most impossible eulogy of all time.
One more.
Switching gears, the CDC is alerting doctors across the country about fake Botox injections. Yeah, you can tell you got a fake Botox if it comes in flavors like Major Melon and Baja Blast. You know, a little warning.
Here's Seth Meyers.
A metal detector enthusiast in Scotland recently found more than 50 ancient coins in a farmer's field. That's great for him. It's just a shame girlfriends aren't made of metal.
Let's go back to the Tonight Show. Johnny Knoxville as a guest talking about the late, great Tom Petty.
They were rehearsing and the stage was rotating. I went up and I was singing into the mic because it was one of my first jobs. I didn't know you were not supposed to do that. But Tom came up behind me and was laughing and joking around. And I ended up getting to do a King of the Hill with Tom Petty years later. And I just loved the guy.
Me too.
And he's how you wanted him to be. You know how sometimes you meet people and they're exactly...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So he was great.
That's Johnny Knoxville talking about Tom Petty. And Billy Joel shares the latest performance of his residency in New York with this Sunday's broadcast of the 100th Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. It'll be on CBS. The program airs at 8 p.m., captures highlights from Billy Joel's March 28th show, including an introduction by Jerry Seinfeld and guest appearances by Sting. And Billy Joel began his monthly Madison Square Garden shows way back when. He plans to conclude that series July 25th. He also has stadium dates booked this year with Sting, Rod Stewart, and Stevie Nicks. But watch for that Sunday night on CBS. And that is your Hollywood update.